Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce. With tomorrow's news tonight, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all along the network. We are out there, of course, broadcasting on GCN Live, the website, and of course, that is a group of stations that we have that we've been a part of now for going on about 5 years. And not to forget about the fact that we're also over on selected Salem Media stations out in some of the largest markets in America. And that's a great honor to be that too, as well as some of the largest independent stations that are out there across America, just to give us a good mixture. Now, we also are heard on the internet, streaming live right now, and we also are out there on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite, for people to hear. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers and our bulk mail haulers, getting the mail delivered from point A to B and C and D, too. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the oil and petroleum products out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can get our show streaming live over there right now. You also can hear the podcast. We got all the podcasts there. Just click a link and you're there. And you can also get information on the people that we have here on the show. For example, like the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, indeedy. And, boy, it was a scorcher today around here. I don't know what the actual temperature was because I wasn't really paying attention. I was inside in the air conditioning doing stuff. And then I was watching a baseball game, the Tampa Bay Rays, and, of course, they won a game against the Tigers today, so they're on a roll. They're back on the winning side of things, and that's pretty good. But it's 85 degrees right now, right here, and partly, let's see here. Oh, clear skies, 85 degrees.
Wow, well, we got 66 degrees.
All right, well, that's warm for you. Right?
Yeah, well, we'll take it. It's nice and cool.
Okay, well, that's better than, you know, I'd like to have a little cooler temperatures, but we don't usually see them for a while yet. So, let's get started. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Well, of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we mention and we signify the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it. And we're hoping that somebody along the line is going to wake up and get a hold of it, too, because, boy, we need some divine intervention here to help us out right now. We've got our country's a mess. And, by the way, I want to start out by saying something. I haven't said a word about the women's soccer team, have I?
No.
Because I haven't been watching the games. And that's not like me. Normally, I'd be watching the Olympics and supporting, you know, the American team and all that. But they'd managed to turn me and a whole bunch of other people, millions and millions and millions of people, against them with their taking the knee for the national anthem and only three girls standing up putting their hands over their hearts, which is wrong. If you support a national team for our country, then you should be able to, nobody should have to force you. You should be able to stand up there, put your hand over your heart, and respectfully observe the national anthem when it's played of your country, right?
Well, one would think, yes.
So, therefore, they need to make a rule, and they need to stick by it. If these kids want to come there and do a social issue protest in the country or whatever the hell it is they think they're doing, take them off the team. Just get rid of them. Say, that's it, you're not coming. And if they do it at one of the events when they get there, say, okay, we're going to remove you from the team, and we'll go with the team that we got left.
Well, you know, as I said, you know, one might think that, especially outside the boundaries of the United States of America, that you would put your best foot forward and support your country in that regard. But, you know, they felt very strongly, I suppose, and, well, they ended up losing,
okay,
didn't they?
Here's how stupid this looked. Did any other country that was there do that?
No, I don't believe
so.
No,
nobody. So we looked like the dumb fools that we were with those other women, not the three that were doing what they're supposed to, but the other women. Now, the U.S. soccer team, in case you didn't hear it, because a lot of people just didn't pay any attention to it, were eliminated from the 2023 World Cup tournament, in a shootout loss to Sweden on Sunday. Now, the score was actually nothing to nothing, and many observers, including every one of my neighbors, couldn't have been happier. As a matter of fact, I heard them applauding after the game was over. It was the worst ever cup finish for the USA women after winning it all the last two campaigns. But the American women at times seemed to make more headlines about their controversial behavior, like not singing or standing for the national anthem, than their play on the field. So that you reap what you sow, and they got what they deserved. That's that. We'll be back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. 877-969-8600. If you disagree with me, fine, we'll let you call us and make a fool out of yourself if you want to. But anyway, we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text them.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, and we'll tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And, of course, Mike Lindell is just doing it to it like Sonny Pruitt. He's out there, and he's got just about everything you can think of on his MyPillow.com website for sale. All you need to get the reduced prices that are there is a promo code, and the promo code you'll need is CAPTAIN. The word is CAPTAIN. Yep, that's me. Use the word CAPTAIN, get anything you want at the reduced savings. Some items are marked down as low as 80%. He's got some buy one, get ones up there. He's also got tremendous deals on the pillows. You can get the queen size pillow for $19.98. That's $50 less than what it normally is. The king size pillow is $10 more, or you can buy the standard size pillow and buy one, get one on that for $19.98. So the website is mypillow.com. The promo code CAPTAIN. The phone number, yep, they've got a phone number you can call. The phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And you get deep discounts on every single thing he's got there on that website. Whether it's the bed sheets, the pillows, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, the mattresses, the my slippers, and so much more. You got to go there, take a look at it, and see what's going on. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
We talk about this a lot. But what we're seeing going on, again, is the Cloward Piven rules for radicals, and they're going right down the list, and they're trying everything they can. And some people think that, well, they're succeeding. They're doing this, they're doing that. No, what they're succeeding in is, and I'm going to use a coarse word here, is pissing off a bunch of people who aren't buying anything they're doing. and it's not working. Classic example is the soccer game, the women's soccer team. Normally, that would have been all they would have been talking about in the news for a while, how good they were doing, this, that, and the other. But it was only picked up by maybe one, maybe two, maybe three networks, except for ESPN, I guess, was showing it. But that's part of ABC, so I include them the same. But ABC, CBS, CNN were doing the big thing there. The conservative people were just merely given like a little report, and that was it, end of the story. But that and the terrible, god-awful ratings they had, and oh, by the way, the sales of the Olympic stuff was way off, way off. So it didn't quite work the way they thought they would, and that's fine with me. Now, number one, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. They try to create an illusion of power. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And the left, of course, with the Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven strategies, they were both socialists, if you remember right, from Columbia University, who created the blueprint to transform the U.S. into a socialist country. The weight of the poor, a strategy to end poverty, a guaranteed annual income. While meantime, they ran up against somebody called Donald Trump, who got very popular very fast back in 2016, spread the anti-socialism message, which was the message that resonated in the United States. Would you agree with that?
Right, right.
Okay. Then you've got the second tactic. Never go outside the experience of your people. What exactly is the experience of these people that set fire to the inner cities and bus windows and this, that, and the other? It's called group mentality, the crowd mentality, or something like that?
Perhaps.
Yeah, yep. One leader makes a bunch of noise and all these other little sheeples follow along. But AOC speaks the millennials' language, the definition of socialism. Like Venezuela in 1999, Hugo Chavez, 2012, the Supreme Court with the liberals and the guns confiscated with a 20-year prison sentence. And the Democratic Socialists of America, who, by the way, are a separate political party, but they're there. And then along comes Donald Trump explaining what these people are doing, explaining socialism in easy-to-understand terms, the U.S. equals to Venezuela. And that message resonated too, didn't it?
I think so, yes.
And I'm talking about 2016. It also did in 2020. And I've actually got a place where I'm going with this, so bear with me. I got a couple more. Then you've got make the enemy live up to their own book of rules. Now, the left has repeated collusion scams with the Justice Kavanaugh thing, the letter to Dianne Feinstein, which was leaked to the press. They leaked other things to the press to create the facade that there were investigations going on when, in fact, there weren't. Then the epitome of a great American, ethical, respectable, and moral country, which it's not, the way they do things, and an effort to soil a great justice's reputation, namely Judge Kavanaugh, and they've been working on the Supreme Court Chief Justice, too, Roberts. And they've also been working on at least one or two others in the process. They tried to work on the female conservative judge, and that didn't work very, very long. But then Donald Trump called out the Bidens, called out Adam Schiff, called out the congressional representative who had the Chinese spy live in Palsy Walsy, Fing Fang, or whatever the hell her name was. And people picked up on that, and that story gained a lot of traction too, right?
I believe it did.
All right, and then finally, ridicule is a man's most potent weapon. We've been hearing a nonstop barrage of Democrats calling us racists, homophobics, sexists, xenophobics, of course the word deplorables, which they made famous. But Donald Trump chooses words like Pocahontas, Little Rocket Man, Da Nang Dick, Sleepy Joe, and they call that unpresidential. But yet look at what we've got going on right now with Joe Biden and his son Hunter. That's criminal. Is that not unpresidential?
Well, no, I would agree. That's right, yeah. You don't want a criminal president.
So my point is, if you just sit back and you watch what they're doing on the other side of the aisle, you can pretty much predict what they're going to do next, because they're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at you, and they might even throw that at you too, because they're trying everything they can to keep Donald Trump, who they believe, this isn't me talking, this is their own notes that they're sending out, their emails and things, because I get those emails. This is their own emails they're sending out to their people. They believe Donald Trump is in a position, even though he's got these three different criminal things going against him, to be the winner in 2024, because nobody has backed off his support. Nobody.
Well, he has widespread support among the Republicans, you're right, for the primaries. Yeah.
More so than any other candidate to date so far.
Well, that's right. That's right. For the primaries, and of course the general election is a higher hurdle, but that's where he would be headed.
Now, I realize a lot of people think that Republicans aren't doing anything. A lot of Republicans think that the Republicans are just sitting back, letting the Democrats throw all this dirt and this, that, and the other. No, they're sitting back all right, but they're sitting back to let them hang themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Does that make sense? Yes.
It appears to, sure.
All right. And they are slowly doing that by the things that they are doing, because we're getting the drip, drip, drip of what's going on with Joe Biden, with Hunter Biden, with other people in the circle. Pretty soon you're going to start hearing about other names on the left side of the aisle, other names that are involved in this money-making scheme in some of these foreign countries, because it was brought up last week without mentioning anybody. You did hear that, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, wait till that comes out. And oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi decided to be a real jackass last week, and she said that Donald Trump looked like he was a whiny little puppy, and he promised revenge. She doesn't even know what's coming her way. He's probably got a dossier on her, along with her husband, Paul, who, by the way, remember the accident he had when he took the road sign of the intersection out? Remember that?
Right, right.
You haven't heard any more about the young lady he had in the car with him, did you?
I can't say that I have.
That's right. So that got swept under the rug real quick. But anyway, they've all, oh, and you hang on there, they've all got a crazy web in which they're weaving, and they better be careful what they wish for. It may not come out the way they think, and I'm telling you, little by little, day by day, hour by hour, the Democrats are burying themselves with their own words. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence said he would comply with the law if he were compelled to testify in former President Trump's trial in the 2020 election case. But Pence told CNN he has no plans to testify. Trump attorney John Lauro said Trump asked rather than directed Pence to stop the counting. Lauro went on to say that asking is free speech and is covered by the First Amendment. President Biden is headed out west this week. He'll travel to the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. Elon Musk appears to be leaning into plans for a cage fight with Mark Zuckerberg and to show it live. Musk wrote Sunday on X, formerly Twitter, that the Battle of the Billionaires cage fight will be live streamed on X. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff, for that. And we're back. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take it with my breakfast whenever I have that, or my brunch or my lunch, whatever time I happen to get up. But it is something that I take with a meal first thing in the day, which is what you should do too. And the reason I take it is for two words. It works. Now, it's 100% drug-free. The ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body's response to inflammation, which is the major factor that causes the pain and the swelling that you have to deal with. Now, it lowers or eliminates the pain associated with what the problem is you got going on. It might even relieve multiple problems you've got by going right straight to the source of the pain. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort. Comes in convenient individual packets, 4 capsules in the packet. You take one packet at a time with a meal. You can take as many as 3 a day. I have taken as many as 4 when I've been in real bad pain. I haven't been in that bad pain now for over 2 months, thank God, but I'm still in a certain amount of pain every day. And it supports the healthy joints and muscles that you want to have. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you get it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Now, when you get over there, after that 3-week quick start runs out and you want to renew what you've got, then you get the choice between getting it monthly, getting it once every 2 months, or getting it once every 3 months. And the more you buy, the cheaper the per capsule rate goes down. So, therefore, you can save some money by buying more, not less. But $19.95 in the three-week quick start gets it all started. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a try, folks. I'm telling you, it'll work. Well, Kyle, in talking about what we just talked about, the caller pivot strategy, we also need to talk about the polling, because you made a comment off-air about the fact that half the country doesn't agree with the Republicans and half the country doesn't agree with the Democrats, something like that, right?
I think generally speaking, this is the consensus that the country seems to be divided in that regard, right?
Well, the numbers are actually advantage Republican and advantage conservative still, but not by much, just a handful of percentage points, maybe two, maybe three, depends on where you look. Some could be five. But what the problem is the people that are voting in the Democratic polls are not necessarily voters. They are members of the Generation Z, people that are going to be eligible to vote. And, of course, there's more Generation Z voters now than there was in 2016, more than there was in 2020. So the problem is only about 25% of them actually vote.
Right, and if that holds true, then that could be, as you said, an advantage for the Republicans.
But the thing of it is when they show you these polls, you got to look and see who's voting in these things. And they say likely voters and all that. Well, I've heard that too. But they're not telling you what the age of those likely voters are. And when you see the younger years in there, that kind of scars the poll a little bit. Now, so far, Generation Z has been more loyal to the Democratic Party than any other age group, playing a large role in stopping a projected red wave in last year's midterm elections. And they were the group that stopped it because nobody was paying attention to them. And when they finally dug in there to see who was voting and where the percentage came from, it came from that group. Now, older, more conservative generations are dying off, while voting age members of Gen Z increased by the millions each year. Now, the big trend is, unlike the baby boomers or Generation X, there are signs that younger generations are now becoming more conservative with age when they find out through their own experiences that, gee, maybe that money they were going to get for free wasn't free at all. Maybe the free education wasn't free at all. Maybe the price of gasoline is so much they can't even get on their motorcycle that carries 2 gallons of gas and drive anywhere for the week. I mean, maybe that's what's going on. But anyway, according to the election data, things are still advantage Republican, advantage conservative, but not by much. And there is definitely a group closing in. Now listen to this. Younger voters now are increasingly dissatisfied with the Democrats, 40% of them wishing there were more than two major parties. And Joe Biden is even worse off in the numbers, the current Democratic frontrunner for 2024. They got real serious problems over there, and the Republicans have got to figure out how to get that block and work with them. Because conservative leaders have urged Republicans for years to reach more youth with more relatable messaging and social media savviness. Now, I think that's probably the key to social media, because that's how they all communicate, right?
Well, a lot of younger people get their news from social media. That's correct.
And for now, most conservatives are focused on converting young people. They're not politicians that are doing it. They're just people that are concerned. They're conservative supporters, and they're trying to get the younger people to realize that liberalism, and I'll use my own words on this, liberalism is a mental disorder, that the young activists or content creators on the other side of the aisle have nothing really to create with, because nothing that they come up with works, like Bidenomics. A young person was on TV over the weekend, and they were trying to get them, I forget who it was, but they did the man in the street thing. It might have been Fox, because I think it was, come to think of it. But they were trying to do the man in the street thing and talk about Bidenomics, And nobody even knew, the younger people, nobody even knew what they were talking about.
Well, it is really unfortunate, yeah, because you would think that people would be more involved or more savvy on what's happening on a day-to-day basis. But this is part, Captain, of the nature of the American elections system, the nature of it, because people don't typically start to get super involved with what's happening in an election until kind of right before the election. That just seems to be what's happened historically.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get a real gauge right now. We're so far out from the election.
Yeah, most people don't, and I saw this in a poll last week, because I always look at these polls because they're fascinating. Most people don't even pay attention to the election until about 3 weeks out.
Well, that's right. That's why it's so important when things start breaking very close to the election that people do actually do hear about it. Or people go and they vote really, real early, and then they find out later, oh, wait a minute, my candidate has some huge scandal, but I can't change my vote because I voted for them like 2 months ago or something like that. I know I'm being facetious, but that's the idea.
No, but what I find fascinating is that they keep talking about the young people, the young people, the young people. And when you look and see how many of them have voted, and they keep growing in numbers, but they just aren't interested, and they don't want the two-party system. They want more parties. And I don't know if they're going to get it or not, but I do know this. They don't like Biden, they don't like the Democrats, and they certainly don't like the Republicans all that much either, even though the Republicans seem to be gaining some inroads with that age group.
Well, the idea that many young people, you know, let's say in their early 20s, they are not enamored with Joe Biden. So this is one of the reasons why I think the Democrat Party elite are very, very serious about maybe having a change made on the ticket, and for whatever, however they explain it or what have you. Joe Biden needs to step down for XX and X reasons, whatever it is. And because of that very thing. Because people, and in fact, and that actually goes for Trump too. Trump is almost 80 years old. He's 77, and young people also have an issue with that as well.
But he's 77 going on, 65?
Well, right. In other words, he comports himself very differently.
And Biden is 80 years old going on 90.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he had all the gaffes and all the things like that.
Tripping and bumping into things. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Right. But generally speaking, if they could get an alternative to the two-party system, then maybe they might get more involved. But our system is heavily weighted to the two-party system. It's almost impossible to break out of it simply because of the way things are structured, the way the money flows.
Well, you would have to have a platform and a large money base to be able to compete, and they won't have either. They might have a platform or some somewhat of a platform, but they certainly won't have the money, a third party. All right, hold on. Be right back. All right, folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, first one of the night. Can't wait. Got all kinds of things going on today on the highways. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, no.
is that singer?
Let me think. Toby Keith, right?
Yep, and that was a High Maintenance Woman song, and I'll tell you what, that's quite a video to watch that, but that's one of his oldies but goodies.
Yeah, I think so. Sounds good.
Yep. Now, I'm just going to get this started. We're going to have an active start to the week, folks. We've had up in the southern part of Illinois, the southern part of Indiana, the northwestern corner of Kentucky, we've had a bunch of thunderstorms and severe storms rolling around and flood warnings and watches that are the best of the best, it seems like. And we've still got a little bit of weather up there right now to contend with. But a very active start to the week is anticipated with the widespread threat for severe thunderstorms and some sweltering heat, understatement of the year, because right here coming across I-10 from Texas out there, let's see, Midland Way, Odessa Way, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, the temperature was just about 100 degrees or more through every major city in that route yesterday. Now, a system arriving into the east is expected to produce a widespread threat to these severe thunderstorms, with also swaths of damaging winds, heavy rain. A few tornadoes could be around in the middle Atlantic part and in the southeast too. Conditions are ripe for that, so we'll see. Not wishing it on anybody, but you got to pay attention to the weather. And meanwhile, the break to the dangerous heat this week from Texas to Florida is nowhere in sight. And Kyle, you had some hot weather out there in the desert of California and over there towards Arizona, so tell us about that and as much other things.
Well, that's right, Captain. We continue with heat advisories. This is especially in southern New Mexico near Carlsbad over toward Las Cruces and over to the border with Arizona. If you're in the Phoenix area, you definitely continue with the excessive heat warnings that are going on there and continuing on into the Southern California desert area along I-10 and I-8. And then also, right now in Phoenix, let's take a look here real quick. 100 degrees, everybody. 100 degrees right now. In Phoenix, Arizona, in the middle of the night. So it tells you how hot it's really getting during the daytime as well. In northern New Mexico, we have what is listed as fire weather warnings, but what they mean, of course, is very hot and very dry, but also gusty winds in this area. So if you're coming down I-25, which this also extends up into parts of southern Colorado, on the interstate there, you want to be very careful of those gusty winds. Same story over in western Colorado, especially coming out I-70 into Utah. So be careful there. Aerial flood watch up in central Idaho and parts of western Montana. So if you're in the Missoula area, this is just adjacent to that, just over to the west. But over in northern Washington, that aerial flood watch persists. We continue with bad air quality in southern Oregon. This is going to incorporate now Interstate 5 in the Eugene, Corvallis, almost to Salem. So be careful there. Southern California, it is hot out in the desert, but there's a cooling trend. There's also, I think, a tropical storm out in the Pacific, which might give thunderstorms in the middle of the week for parts of Southern California. So stay tuned and be careful out there.
All right. Well, going back to what I was telling you, there is a severe storm threat right now for the southern part of Indiana. For also the southern part of Illinois, we do have a flood warning that's up for just a little bit east of St. Louis along state along Interstate 64. And we did have a warning and a threat in the northwestern corner of Kentucky, but that's now gone with the last report that we've got. So what's going on further north than that, and I'll make it real quick here, is you've got some flooding along the Great Lakes, shoreline flooding up there, Lake Michigan on the Wisconsin side and down there in Illinois, down towards Indiana, so be advised of that. And also up in Lake Superior along the shoreline there, you've got some flooding going on with Michigan. And it looks like a little bit up there along Lake Erie over towards Toledo. Not all that bad, but a little bit of it. Now, let's go with the heat. Okay, Texas, out of El Paso. You're going to be in the 90s climbing and taking it out to where 10 and 20 come together. And then, regardless of if you're on 10 or if you're on 20, the temperatures will head up over 100 degrees very quickly and stay there all the way across, let's see, if you're up on 20, all the way across to Alabama. You'll have it all the way to Alabama. And that's the way it is right now. That's the forecast for today. On I-10, it'll be all the way from the split right there where Odessa and Midland come together, Pecos. And you'll have it across I-10 all the way across to Houston and all the way in through Louisiana, through New Orleans, through Mississippi, through Alabama, Mobile, Pensacola, over to Tallahassee, over to Jacksonville. And that'll be the 100-plus degree temperatures in that area. Everything else in the southern part of Georgia, to include Valdosta, upper 90s, Alabama, upper 90s, except for what I just told you about. The rest of Texas will all be upper 90s all the way down to the valley. And then coming over to Florida, all the way from Lake Okeechobee south down into the Key West area, Marathon, you'll have temperatures in the upper 90s. Possibly there might be 100 or so thrown in there in one or two places. But what a day this is going to be for the heat again, Kyle.
I know. It's really something.
Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and why we want to go in there and cool off.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. You can find out more about them and find out their nearest location to you by simply going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You can find out about their amenities, find out about the My Rewards Plus app that you can download quite easily from pilotflyingj.com. And during August only, you can max out your points by earning 5 points per gallon, again, during August only, and you can do that when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Collect more points on the road and score more rewards. That's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers at pilotflyingj.com.
Works for me. Works for me. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got the music coming up here. Hang on. Okay, folks, Kyle and I are coming back. Hour number two, right after your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. And you hear the news and maybe the weather, and who knows, you might even hear a couple of extra bonus commercials in there because your stations have got the lights to keep on. So we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's Monday morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.